Hey everybody, and welcome back to The Deep Dive. We're tackling something today that people don't always talk about openly.
Oh yeah, for sure.
It's the impact of menopause on relationships, and especially for today's deep dive within the African American community. So whether you are going through it personally, you're supporting someone who is, or just curious about the dynamics, this deep dive is for you. We're going deep using the super honest conversation between a husband and wife as our guide.
I'm excited for this one.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one. And one of the things that is really fascinating that we're going to uncover is the fact that the divorce rate during menopause is a staggering 73%.
Wow.
And 16% of women who commit suicide are experiencing menopause. So let's unpack that a little.
Yeah, let's get into that. Yeah. So what's really interesting about this particular deep dive is that we're going to be using this couple's very personal story and journey to understand kind of a larger societal issue.
Yeah.
And their experiences really shed light on the lack of open dialogue and conversation surrounding menopause, particularly in certain communities.
Yeah. And in the video, the wife, Tasha, talks about how menopause was like never discussed in her family.
Right.
So she was totally unprepared.
Mm-hmm.
And she felt very isolated. It's like going through this huge life transition without a roadmap or even like a compass.
And you know, that's a really, really crucial point that her experience highlights is that this silence around menopause creates a cycle of misinformation and even shame. And it leaves women feeling like they have to just suffer in silence.
Right.
And that isolation can be incredibly detrimental, not just for the women experiencing it, but also for the partners as well.
For sure. And that brings us to her husband, Mel, and this phrase that he uses, which I find really interesting, menopause.
I love that.
Yeah. And it's not just a clever phrase. It really speaks to the very real experience that men often have during their partner's menopause journey. He even admits that he felt confused and frustrated at first, you know, like not understanding what Tasha was going through at all.
Yeah. And that initial reaction of confusion and frustration, I think highlights how men are often left out of the conversation about menopause.
Oh, absolutely.
Entirely.
Yeah.
And so they're left unprepared to support their partners. Yep. It's like they're thrown into this unfamiliar territory without a map or, you know, any kind of guidance.
Exactly. And Tasha, she's really honest about the emotional roller coaster she was on.
Right.
The mood swings, the irritability, even just like her patience had completely vanished.
Yeah.
She was really struggling and Mel didn't know how to help.
Right. And I think it's important to kind of reframe this and you know, point out that this isn't just quote unquote being moody, you know.
You're right.
The drop in estrogen during menopause can actually disrupt neurotransmitters like serotonin and dopamine, which directly impact mood and sleep, even cognitive function.
Wow.
So really understanding that can help couples approach these changes with more empathy and a lot less judgment.
It's almost like a biological earthquake happening inside.
Yeah.
And the emotional aftershocks
exactly
can be pretty intense.
For sure.
And Mel had this really powerful statement. He said, "Men, your life will be on pause."
That's a good one.
I know, right?
Yeah, that's profound. And it goes beyond just acknowledging the challenges. It's like a call for men to recognize that this is a significant life stage for their partner, you know?
Right.
One that requires understanding and support.
Yes. And he's basically saying, buckle up, guys, because this is going to be a ride.
Exactly.
And it's not just about the individual woman going through it. Mel talks about this ripple effect that it has on the entire family. He compares families dealing with things like poverty, addiction, or incarceration to a tree that's already like heavily burdened.
Right.
And menopause, he says, adds another weighty branch.
Right.
So it really makes you wonder, can that tree withstand all of that pressure?
It's a sobering thought. And it really underscores why untreated mental health challenges stemming from menopause can lead to some pretty devastating consequences. You know, family breakdowns and in some cases, tragically, even suicide.
We're talking about some serious stuff here.
Yeah.
But thankfully, Mel and Tasha's story isn't all doom and gloom.
Right.
It's not. They offer a glimmer of hope, and that is the power of honesty and communication.
Absolutely.
This couple had the courage to actually seek help.
Yeah.
And that made all the difference. They went to therapy. They sought spiritual guidance. They had open conversations with friends.
And that's what's so inspiring about their story is that they didn't just passively accept their struggles.
Right.
They actively sought out solutions.
Yes.
Recognizing that they needed help to navigate this challenging phase. And Tasha's turning point is a really insightful moment.
Yeah.
She realizes that she needs peace in her home, and she proactively seeks out ways to achieve that.
It wasn't about blaming each other or anything like that. It was about taking ownership of their own individual experiences and coming together to find a path forward.
I love that. Yeah. And Mel's dedication to understanding menopause and supporting his wife through it is also really commendable.
Absolutely.
He recognized that it wasn't something that she could just snap out of.
Yeah.
And actively sought ways to be a better partner. He researched menopause. He went to therapy with Kasia.
Wow.
And he even made changes at home to help ease the burden on both of them.
He even joined a men's group
Yes.
to learn more about menopause.
That's great.
And connect with other men going through it. And this is where the menopause concept comes in.
Yes, exactly. Okay. And, you know, it's not a clinical term.
Right.
But it captures a very real experience.
Right.
Men often face their own anxieties and identity shifts
Yeah.
as their partner goes to menopause.
Right.
And they may feel like their role is changing, or they may experience physical changes themselves due to aging. And they may feel pressure to fix something that they don't fully understand.
Mm.
And that can lead to them withdrawing or becoming defensive, which just further strains the relationship.
It's like they're going through their own pause, right?
Right.
Grappling with their own insecurities and figuring out how to support their partners.
Exactly. It highlights that menopause isn't just a women's issue.
No.
It impacts everyone in the relationship.
Yeah.
And acknowledging that is a crucial first step towards fostering empathy and understanding.
I love that. And it's remarkable that even though they went through a really difficult time, Mel and Tasha emerged stronger.
Mm-hmm.
They made changes like ordering takeout more often.
Sure.
Prioritizing, you know, romantic nights to kind of ease the burden and reconnect.
And it highlights that even amidst these challenges,
mm-hmm.
there's still room for growth, adaptation, and even joy.
Right.
Menopause doesn't have to be the end of a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
It can be an opportunity for couples to deepen their bond.
Yeah.
If they're willing to put in the work. And a big part of their message is that we need to be talking about it openly.
For sure.
Especially within the African-American community.
Mm.
They want to break the silence, reduce the stigma, and encourage other couples to seek help if they need it.
Yeah. And remember when Mel talked about his men's group and how many of the men there were like scared of marriage?
Oh, yeah.
Partly because they didn't know how to support a partner going through menopause.
Yeah. And that fear just speaks volumes about the lack of education and understanding surrounding this very natural life stage.
Totally. And it's interesting how those conversations help to shift their perspectives,
yeah.
turning fear into understanding and compassion. It's amazing how open dialogue can break down barriers and dispel those myths and create space for empathy and support.
Absolutely. And that shift in perspective is what's so transformative mm-hmm. because it allows men to see menopause not as a threat to their relationship,
right,
but as an opportunity to deepen their connection with their partner.
I love that. And what I thought was interesting, too, is that even though Mel was experiencing his own struggles during this time,
mm-hmm.
feelings of depression, a loss of sex drive, questioning his role in the relationship he connected it to, the stress of menopause, and even his own feelings of inadequacy.
That speaks to a larger societal issue, where men often don't feel equipped to process or express their emotions in healthy ways.
Right.
They may feel like they need to be strong and in control.
Right.
Which leads to bottling up their feelings
Yay.
And eventually, you know, lashing out.
Yeah. Mel called it menopause. He said men go through their own kind of pause during this time.
Right.
Grappling with their own insecurities and trying to figure out how to support their partner.
And it's a brilliant observation.
Yeah.
You know, it highlights that menopause is not just a women's issue.
Right.
It impacts everyone in the relationship.
Right.
And acknowledging that is a crucial step towards fostering empathy and understanding.
Absolutely. And it's great that even though Mel was going through his own struggles, he still wanted to support Tasha.
Mm-hmm.
He encouraged her to go to the doctor. He researched menopause. He implemented changes at home, like ordering takeout more and scheduling these romantic nights to ease the burden on both of them.
Yeah. And that's the beauty of their story. It's not about achieving this perfect conflict-free relationship.
Oh.
It's about facing those challenges head on, communicating openly, and finding ways to support each other through those ups and downs.
And they didn't shy away from talking about the importance of spirituality either.
Oh, yeah.
Tasha talked about how her connection with God helped her find strength and peace during these difficult times.
It adds this whole other layer of depth to their story, right?
Yeah.
For them, it wasn't just about navigating menopause on a practical level.
Mm-hmm.
It was also about seeking meaning and purpose and guidance from a higher power.
And it seems like that spiritual foundation played a huge role in their ability to come through this experience stronger. It wasn't just about surviving menopause, it was about using it as an opportunity for personal and spiritual growth, both individually and as a couple.
Their story reminds us that every challenge, even one as daunting as menopause, can be an opportunity for transformation.
Yes.
It can be a time to deepen those connections, cultivate resilience, and rediscover the strength of love.
I love that. And, you know, they even found a little humor in all of it.
Oh, yeah.
Mel joked about finally understanding why his dad would disappear for days during his mom's menopause.
Oh, wow.
Opting for a hotel room over dealing with all the craziness at home.
Oh, that's funny.
He realized his dad wasn't running away from his mom.
Right.
He was running away from a situation he didn't understand and didn't know how to handle.
Right. And that's a perfect example of how humor can help diffuse tension and bring some lightness to a difficult topic.
For sure.
And it doesn't diminish the seriousness of the issue at all,
but
it does allow for some levity and some self-awareness, which can be incredibly healing.
Yeah, absolutely. And they didn't stop there. Mel was actually really proud to share that their teenage daughters are learning from their example, and they're becoming more aware of menopause and how to approach it with understanding and support.
That's great. That intergenerational knowledge transfer is so powerful.
Yes.
By breaking that silence and normalizing these conversations, they're empowering the next generation to approach menopause with so much more awareness and empathy and preparedness.
Absolutely. And remember Mel's analogy about the tree and how he said God uses menopause to prune the tree, making room for new growth.
Yeah.
It's such a beautiful metaphor for the transformations that can happen within relationships if couples are willing to embrace those challenges and grow together.
It's a beautiful way to frame it. Menopause isn't the end of something. It's the beginning of a new chapter filled with possibilities for deeper connection, growth, and love.
But, you know, they didn't shy away from the reality of the statistics either.
Right.
You know, that high divorce rate and the suicide rate associated with menopause.
Yeah, those numbers are a stark reminder that this is a serious issue.
Yes.
With potentially devastating consequences if it's not addressed.
Mel even shared this heartbreaking anecdote about a friend of his.
Oh, wow.
Who tragically lost his entire family because he couldn't understand what his wife was going through during menopause.
It really underscores the importance of communication, empathy, and seeking help when it's needed. You know, it's a reminder that ignoring the emotional and mental health challenges that are often associated with menopause can have some really dire consequences.
And their message is clear. We need to break the stigma and start talking openly and equip ourselves with the knowledge and resources to navigate this successfully, both individually and as couples.
Absolutely. It's about creating a culture where menopause is understood, supported, and even celebrated as this natural transition that has the potential for such profound personal and relational growth.
And their call to action is simple. Talk about it.
Yes.
Whether it's with your partner, your friends, your family, or even your doctor. Sharing your experiences, seeking support, asking questions can make all the difference.
They even encourage viewers to reach out to them directly if they needed advice or just wanted to share their experiences. And it's just a testament to their commitment to creating a community of support and understanding around menopause.
And it's inspiring that they're walking the walk. They're starting support groups, creating resources, using their platform to elevate the conversation.
Their dedication is remarkable.
Yeah.
They're not just talking about the problem. They're actively trying to create solutions and empower others to do the same.
Yeah, and remember Mel's comment about love languages? He said that going through menopause together forced him to learn all these different ways of expressing love and support for Tasha.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It highlights that menopause can be an opportunity for couples to rediscover and re-energize their love for each other, you know, expanding their repertoire of love languages and deepening their emotional connection.
And it made me wonder, what does that mean for the future of relationships? If more couples are willing to embrace the challenges of menopause, communicate openly, learn each other's love languages more deeply, could it lead to stronger, more resilient, ultimately more fulfilling partnerships?
It's a tantalizing thought, isn't it? Perhaps menopause, despite its challenges, could be a catalyst for a new era of relationships characterized by deeper intimacy, understanding, and a shared journey of growth and transformation.
Now, as we move into the next part of this deep dive, I want you to hold on to that thought.
Okay.
Think about the love languages in your relationship. How do you express love and support to your partner?
Mm-hmm.
And how do they express it to you?
Those are some great questions to ponder. As we delve further into the complexities of menopause and its impact on relationships, just keep in mind that communication, empathy, and a willingness to learn are key to navigating this journey successfully.
Absolutely. It's really interesting how their story highlights both like the fragility
right.
and the resilience of relationships during menopause.
For sure.
You know, it's like this transition just kind of magnifies those existing issues, and it forces couples to either address them head on or risk just drifting apart.
And what's so striking is that they use those challenges as opportunities for growth. Instead of letting the resentment build, they actively work to strengthen their foundation.
Yes.
You know, through communication and mutual understanding.
They didn't shy away from those tough conversations at all, even when emotions were running high.
Yeah.
Remember when Tasha said, you know, she just wanted to like jump down Mel's throat sometimes?
Oh, yeah.
That's real. A lot of couples can relate to that intensity, I think.
Their honesty is so refreshing. They're not presenting some sanitized version of a menopause-proof relationship.
Mm-hmm.
They're showing us the messy reality, the ups and downs, the moments of frustration alongside those triumphs. And that's what makes their message even more powerful.
It's like they're saying, look, it's not always easy, but it's worth fighting for.
Exactly.
And they didn't focus on those big gestures or those romantic getaways. They emphasized those small, everyday acts of kindness.
Yeah.
Those little things that can actually make a really big difference.
Remember how Tasha talked about her patients wearing thin?
Oh, yeah.
Well, Mel recognized that and made a conscious effort to be more understanding.
Yeah.
Even when she was being well, a little challenging.
He even joked about learning to bite his tongue more often.
I love that.
Right. A little grace and a little humor can go a long way.
Yeah, for sure. And Tasha, in turn, acknowledged Mel's efforts and expressed gratitude for his support.
Yes.
So it's a two-way street, you know.
Yeah.
Both partners need to contribute to creating that supportive environment.
And they basically made this pact. Like, we're in this together and we're going to figure it out.
Yeah, I love that.
And that shared commitment, that sense of unity, that's really like the bedrock of their resilience.
And their experience also highlights another really critical aspect of navigating menopause and relationships, and that's seeking help and building a support system.
Yeah. Tasha was very open about feeling isolated and alone when she first started experiencing menopause.
Right.
It was like she was carrying this burden all by herself with no one to turn to.
And this brings up a much larger societal issue, the lack of awareness and understanding around menopause. Mm-hmm. It's often treated as this taboo subject.
Right.
Something that's whispered about but not openly discussed.
And that silence can be deafening, especially for women who are already feeling really vulnerable and overwhelmed.
And Mel's initial cluelessness about menopause reflects this broader societal blind spot.
Yeah.
He even admitted that he thought menopause was just about hot flashes.
Yeah.
And that was it.
His honesty is insightful, though, because it reveals just how much misinformation and misunderstanding there is around menopause. And that lack of knowledge can have real consequences, not just for individuals, but for relationships as well.
Imagine trying to navigate a major life transition without any information, support, or understanding.
Right.
It can feel so isolating and overwhelming.
Yeah.
And that's what Mel and Tasha are trying to change. You know, they're advocating for these open, honest conversations about menopause, breaking down the stigma, and empowering both women and D-men.
Yes.
With the knowledge that they need.
And it's not just about talking.
Right.
It's about providing resources and creating spaces where people can feel safe.
Right.
Sharing their experiences and seeking support.
And this kind of circles back to the idea of community that we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
Remember how Mel talked about his men's group?
Right.
And how initially a lot of the men there were afraid of marriage.
Yeah.
Partly because they didn't know how to handle a partner going through menopause.
It's fascinating how those conversations help to shift their perspectives, turning fear into understanding and compassion.
It just shows how powerful open dialogue can be.
Yes.
You know, it dispels those myths, creates empathy, allows people to connect on a much deeper level.
And I think this is where Mel and Tasha's story offers a really valuable lesson for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just about individual couples figuring things out on their own.
Right.
It's about creating a more supportive and understanding culture.
Exactly.
Around menopause.
They're advocating for a collective shift.
Yes.
And how we approach this natural life stage, moving away from the shame and secrecy towards a place of openness, support, and even celebration.
They believe that by breaking the silence and normalizing these conversations, we can create a world where menopause is no longer something to be feared, but rather embraced as a natural transition.
It's about shifting the narrative from one of decline and loss to one of growth, transformation, and new possibilities.
Yes.
And that's a really powerful message.
It is. Now, I know we've covered a lot, and some of it has been pretty heavy.
Yeah.
But I don't want to leave this conversation feeling overwhelmed or defeated.
Right.
Because throughout Mel and Tasha's story is this thread of hope, resilience, and even joy.
You're absolutely right. They show us that menopause can be challenging.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't have to be a time of crisis.
Right.
It can be a time for deeper connection.
Yes.
Personal growth. Mm-hmm. And even a renewed sense of purpose.
It's not just about those grand transformations either. Remember the small but significant changes they made, like ordering takeout more often?
Yeah.
Or having those designated romantic nights?
It's a reminder that sometimes the simplest adjustments can make a really big difference.
It's about being proactive and finding ways to support each other.
Yes.
Both practically and emotionally. Tasha talked about the importance of her spiritual connection, how it gave her strength and solace during those tough times. And it reminds us that connecting to something bigger than ourselves,
yes,
whether it's faith, nature, or a community of like-minded people,
right,
can be really grounding.
Absolutely. And it highlights the importance of nurturing those aspects of our lives that bring us peace and a sense of belonging.
And Mel emphasized the power of community.
Yes.
Having those friends or mentors that you can confide in and seek advice from. And that sense of belonging, knowing that you're not alone in this journey,
right,
can be so empowering.
Their story reminds us that seeking support is a sign of strength, not weakness. And there's so many resources available, whether it's therapy support groups, online communities, or even just having those open, honest conversations with loved ones.
And they reminded us that laughter and humor,
yes,
can be so healing.
Oh, absolutely. Remember Mel's story about his dad disappearing to a hotel?
Yeah.
During his mom's menopause.
Right.
It's a reminder that sometimes a little levity can help us cope.
Yes.
With those difficult situations.
And it's not just about coping. It's about finding those moments of joy, connection, and laughter, even amidst the challenges.
Their story is a testament to the human spirit's ability to adapt and grow and find those moments of beauty, even in the most unexpected places.
I love that. Now, as we kind of wrap up this part of our deep dive, I want to turn our attention to you, the listener.
Yeah.
What resonated with you the most from Mel and Tasha's story?
What insights can you take away and apply to your own life or relationships?
And remember Mel's analogy about menopause being a pruning season? It's a powerful image, isn't it?
It is.
Suggesting that this transition, even with all its challenges, can be a time for clearing away the old and making space for new growth.
It's about embracing the transformative potential of this stage.
Yes.
And recognizing that even though things might feel chaotic or uncertain, there's a beauty in that process of shedding what no longer serves us.
Maybe this deep dive has sparked a new awareness in you about menopause. Or maybe it's encouraged you to start having those difficult conversations that you've been putting off.
Right.
Whatever it is, hold on to that.
Yeah.
Let their story be a catalyst for some positive change in your own life and relationships. You know, we've been exploring some pretty heavy stuff, right? Like that emotional roller coaster, those communication breakdowns, and the silence surrounding menopause.
Yeah, for sure.
But I really don't want you to walk away feeling overwhelmed or anything like that. Remember Mel and Tasha's story? It offers hope.
Absolutely.
And resilience.
It reminds us that menopause, even with all of its challenges, doesn't have to be a crisis.
Right.
It's a chance for growth individually as a couple.
Yeah. And I think a big part of that growth comes from embracing vulnerability.
For sure.
Being honest about those struggles.
Yeah.
And asking for help when you need it.
They didn't try to pretend everything was perfect at all. They acknowledged their challenges.
Right.
They went and got professional help.
Yeah.
They leaned on their faith and they built a community of support.
And those support systems were so important for them. Remember Tasha talking about the relief she felt when she finally opened up to her friends about what she was going through?
Right. It's a reminder that we don't have to go through this alone. Just sharing your experience, even if it's with one trusted person, can make a huge difference.
Absolutely. And it's not just about the emotional support. It's also about practical help, too.
Right.
Mel really stepped up in so many ways. From researching menopause to taking on more household chores.
Yeah. His actions show us that men can be active participants in this journey. you know,
right,
not just bystanders.
Yeah.
And that shared responsibility can make a huge difference in easing the burden on both partners.
And you know what I found super inspiring was their commitment to breaking that stigma surrounding menopause,
mm-hmm.
especially within the African-American community.
Yeah, they're really using their platform to start those conversations, raise awareness, and advocate for more education and resources.
They're not just talking about the problem.
No, they're not.
They're actively trying to find solutions.
Yeah.
And that's what makes their story so powerful. It's a call to action for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Be more open, more understanding, more supportive.
They're challenging us to create a culture where menopause is no longer this, you know, shameful secret,
right,
but embraced as a natural transition that can lead to growth.
Now, as we wrap up our deep dive, I want to go back to that thought-provoking question we asked before. What does Mel's comment about learning love languages during menopause mean for the future of relationships?
Yeah, it's a really intriguing idea. Maybe this time, with all of his complexities and unknowns, could actually be a catalyst for deeper intimacy, stronger bonds, a more profound understanding of love.
So could menopause, instead of being a threat to relationships, actually be an opportunity to create even stronger connections?
It's definitely a possibility if couples are willing to embrace the challenges, you know, communicate openly, learn each other's needs on a deeper level.
Yeah.
Menopause could become like this catalyst for a new era of relationships marked by greater understanding, empathy, and resilience.
What does this all mean for you listening right now? Maybe you're going through your own menopause journey or supporting someone who is. What connected with you the most from this deep dive? What things can you take away and use in your own life?
Remember, you are not alone. There are resources, there is hope, and there is always room for growth.
And remember that image of menopause as a pruning season. It's a time for clearing away the old to make space for the new, a time for growth, renewal, and deeper connection.
Keep those conversations going, keep seeking support, and keep believing in the power of love to help you through.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into menopause and marriage. We hope you learned something valuable today and feel empowered to go through this journey with greater understanding and compassion.
Absolutely.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep.